Hey, this is Tony Shalhoub, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors.
You can't travel in space. You can't go out into space, you know, without, like, you know, with fractions. What are you going to land on? 1/4, 3/8? What are you going to do when you go from here to Venus or something? That's dialectic physics, okay? Dialectic logic is there's only love and hate. You either love somebody or you hate them. This is the way the fucking world ends. Look at this fucking shit we're in.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is episode 68. It's the 10th part of our untranslatable series. So we are halfway through because the whole series is going to be 20 episodes long. What we do on this series is basically we try to get words from around the world that are untranslatable into any other language, and we try to translate them into an audio format, into a podcast. So today our word is Schadenfreude. It's German. It is the feeling of pleasure derived by seeing another's misfortune. So the whole time when I was trying to come up with the playlist for today's show, I always felt that it should be pretty heavy, it should be dark, and it should be kind of angry. It's the word means you're getting pleasure from seeing other people fail, or you get pleasure from something bad happening to someone else. So I always thought that was a very kind of an angry and dark word. So for today's show, we just have a whole bunch of really heavy, sort of dark songs. These songs may not necessarily be angry. I don't know the motives of the people who write these songs. So I don't know if they're necessarily angry songs, but they're heavy, they're aggressive, and a lot of them are pretty dark, so I thought they fit the show pretty well. And anyway, so today's show, we started off the show with a very long track. It was by a German band called Detura, or that's how I think it's pronounced. Anyway, you'll see that, you'll see how to spell that online. The track was called Ghost Track. It starts off with some samples, some vocal samples taken from the very famous movie Apocalypse Now. One of them is Marlon Brando reading from, what was that called? I think it was called The Hollow Men. If I got that wrong, it'll be on the footnotes, so you can find that. The other sample is with a Dennis Hopper, also from Apocalypse Now. And they're both, I think, fitting samples for the show. Anyway, that track was the first track off Detura's last album called Reverie, which came out in 2008. It was Detura's second album. They had another album out, I think, in 2005. I forget. But anyway, that's their latest record. So that track was about 12 minutes long. The track that's going to end off the show is also about 12 minutes long. So those two tracks combined are about 25 minutes of the show. So because of that, today we only have one block, because I didn't feel like doing two short blocks. So rather we have one really long block. So this block coming up is about 30 minutes long. And the reason why it's so long is because three of the tracks are very long. A lot of the tracks in today's show are long. And yeah, they're going to be similar to what you heard to start off the show. A lot of post-metal, sludge. Like I said in the last episode, today we're going to get pretty heavy. Because I think it fits the word. Anyway, we'll go off into this next track. It's by another German band called Omega Massive. This track is called Unter Null, and it's off the record Geisterstadt, which came out in 2007. Anyway, here's Omega Massive with Unter Null. We'll be right back.
you mean? Thank you. this illusion would be to leave.
Welcome back. We've got a lot to talk about right now. There's five tracks in that block we just played. Three of them were very long, two of them were very short. Like we mentioned, the first track was by Omega Massive, called Unter Null, off the record Geisterstadt, which came out in 2007. I believe that's their latest release. I don't think they have anything since then. After that track, we heard a song by a Spanish band called Nahrayan. The track is called The End, off their EP of the same title, called The End, which came out in 2007. Nahrayan is no longer with us. They've disbanded, and they really have very little material. I don't know of anything other than this EP. So they were a short-lived band. After that track, we heard a two-minute piece by a band called Glyphted. The track was called Heavy Ground, off their album Under and In, which came out in 2002, and it's their only record that they've ever released. Glyphted is basically a shoegaze band. That track that we played is basically like the heaviest shoegaze track I've ever heard. It's not a metal track. It's not a hardcore track. It's not innately supposed to be kind of heavy, but it's really heavy, and it's just these thick, shoegazy guitars. It's a great track. It's like a two-minute piece off Glyphted's album Under and In. Glyphted, I believe they're members of the band Hum, who are like a post-hardcore noisy band. And yeah, that was their only release that they've ever done. It was a nice shoegazy record, that one. After that Glyphted track, we heard a song by Mouth of the Architect, which is probably my favorite band name. I just love that name. Anyway, that track was called Harboring an Apparition. It starts off nice and explosions in the sky-y, then it gets really heavy. I think that track was probably a curveball for a lot of people. It's a great track. Off the record, The Ties That Blind, which came out in 2006. And that was Mouth of the Architect's second record. That was pretty much the whole block. We had one last track in that block. It was by Hildur Gudnadottir, who's an Icelandic cellist. That song was called Erupting Light, off a record Without Sinking, which was her debut record. I think she had an EP since then. But other than that, I'm not sure if she's done anything else. And yeah, she's basically a cellist. I played that song because her music is very dark and brooding, kind of. And I thought it fit the episode fairly well. And yeah, so that's pretty much the whole show. Before we go, just give a sneak peek into the next two episodes. The next episode in our curated series is going to be by Jordan Valtz, who's the head of the Silent Ballet. So it's actually going to be a two-part episode by Jordan, but we're going to play the first part next week. And we are going to be taking a brief intermission in the Untranslatable series. I mentioned we're halfway through, so I thought we'd pause for 2 weeks. And since we're one quarter of the way into 2011, we're going to dedicate two episodes to the best tracks of 2011. So stay tuned for those two episodes coming up. We have one track left for you. It's by Year of No Light, who are a French post-metal band. This track is called Persephone Part 1. It's off their album from last year called Auserwelt. Auserwelt. As it was their second record that they've ever released and came out last year. I think it charted fairly high. I think it was in the top 10 in the Silent Ballet's end of year list last year. It's a very good record. And again, it's a 12-minute track. It's a big one. It gets pretty heavy like the rest of the show so far. So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed today's show. We'll be back next week with some more. Here is Year of No Light with Persephone Part 1.